This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار وصلى الله على محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين والحمد لله رب العالمين آمين يا رب العالمين. Alhamdulillah, all praises due to Allah Rabbul Alameen for all His mercy, His bounties, the rizq, and for His guidance that we are able to live on as a good practicing Muslim. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide our children, our grandchildren, until we return back to Allah, Rabbul Alameen. Amen. Brothers and sisters, we always remind ourselves the importance of making dua, zikir, to remember Allah. The reason is that by doing that, may Allah protect us and help us to minimize our mistake. If there is nothing to remind us, we don't remember Allah, we don't remember all the good advice given by our parents, we don't remember what is being taught to us by our teacher, then we may keep on doing all the wrong thing. That is why Allah Rabbul Alameen said, وَزَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَى تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Allah is reminding all of us to remind each other. Now He also reminds us to remind each other. And the reason He wants us to do that, فَإِنَّ الزِّكْرَى تَنْفَعَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Because by reminding one another, it will help the believers. It's sure to benefit the believer. But when you talk about reminding one another, there are two parts. The reminder and the one who has been reminded. We also cannot give up. And the one who is being reminded must have an open mind. That nobody want to remind you if you are okay. Normally it's like that. If you are doing what you have to do and do it properly, nobody want to remind you again. They are happy with you. Anything that you do, if you do it properly, you make the people happy, the people will not remind you anymore. But when people keep on reminding us because we are not doing it correctly. So all the reminder is very important because being human, nobody is perfect. We all are aware. We have our weaknesses. We have our own problem that no one knows except we and Allah Almighty. He knows all our problems. So it's very important for us to learn how to have an open mind, not to be hurt easily. Don't feel that people is picking on us. No. A parent who like to remind the children because they love the children. Parent who don't care about the children, they are suffering now. A lot of them are having a lot of problems dealing with their children that they have invested from baby until they become adult. We have invested so much, give them so many good things, but then suddenly they just turn away from us. So it is our duty, number one, to remember Allah. Because by remembering Allah, we hope we remember what Allah likes us to do, we try our best to do it. What Allah dislike, we stay away. That's how you should remember Allah. Not just by saying Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, wa la ilaha illallah. That is one of the way to remind Him, to glorify Him, to praise Him, yeah? But at the same time, to remember what He wants us to do. And any time when Allah said, do this, immediately Allah said, don't do that. See how Allah reminds us? Example, Allah said, وَاْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا. Stay united. Everybody must learn how to stay united. Immediately after that command, Allah said, وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. Don't ever be divided. Don't allow yourself to be divided by your nafs, your desire. Oh, people don't like to follow what I like. No, it's not important to follow what you like. Everybody must learn how to follow what Allah like us to do. What you like, what He like may differ, but it's okay. Islam do entertain differences. That is allowed. I like to have different kind of drink, fair enough. You like coffee, I like tea. So you drink coffee, I drink tea. Example. That is allowed. But when Allah said, you must be together, when Allah said, pray together, then you don't say, no, you pray by yourself, I pray myself. That is not a good sign. You know, when in a family, we can eat together, we travel together, we can sleep together. When come to prayer, you pray by yourself, I pray by myself. That is not allowed in Islam. We should pray together. We should pray with our children. That's how Islam said, stay united and don't stay ununited, be divided. Allah said again, I show you my way. Wa ana haza sirati mustaqima. Allah is showing us His way. Written in the book of Allah, in the Quran, transparent. Everybody can have a copy of Quran. Everybody can read the Quran. And it is translated in so many languages that you can learn the meaning a bit by yourself. You cannot understand properly without going back to the interpretation of our Prophet. The command is clear, but the one who is going to explain in detail is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, how to pray? Allah said, pray. How? Then the angel was sent to teach the Prophet, and the Prophet taught the companion. And then he said, Sallu kama ra'aytumuni usalli. When you want to establish your prayer, perform your prayer the way you have seen me performed my prayer. Example, and everything, the beauty of Islam is everything is being compiled, collected, recorded. And it's there. You just open the book of Sahih Bukhari, Sahih Muslim, you get all the detail. And there is a part called Sifatul Salah, how the Prophet performed his prayer from A to Z. So easy. And when Allah said, when you want to pray, clean yourself, take ablution. And now the Prophet showed us how to take ablution. See, everything was there. So the Ummah cannot give excuses. I don't live in the time of the Prophet. I've never seen him. It's been recorded. Ittaqillah. So when Allah said, I show you my way. وَأَنَّ هَذَا سِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا. He said, فَاتَّبِعُوا. After he show you the way, like you want to work with a company, he show you all the do, the don'ts. All the SOP is been exposed to you, the rule and the regulation. Do they want you to follow, or it's up to you? Yeah? Do you think they say it's up to you? You want to follow, and you should hear by 8 a.m., but you come at 10 a.m. Do you think the boss will be very happy? Your manager will be happy? You know, your senior is there before you. They must show good example. They must be on time. Just example. When Allah said, follow, after He showed you the way, He said, فَاتَّبِعُوهُ, follow. It's a command now. I show you, after that I said, follow. Immediately after that I said, وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا سُبُلَا. When you follow the way I shown you, don't mix or follow other ways. That's why I'm saying, when Allah said do, He follow up with don't. He never just said do, the rest up to you. No. Very straightforward. And if we still don't follow, who should we blame? Ourselves. You think you know better than Allah? You think your way is the best way? We have call coming in from overseas yesterday, checking with us when you were doing some teaching about Islam to the not yet Muslim. Suddenly, they said, I can be a Muslim, but when I die, I don't want to be buried as a Muslim. Oh. And another person will say, I can be a Muslim, but what happens if I choose to marry anybody I like? I don't have to get married with Muslim. Is that okay? Now they're asking us now. It's a very tricky question, but it's something very relevant. It can happen. So they're asking, what can we say? And we say, no. One day, I recall, that was about 35 years ago, not now. Yeah, a sister came to me. She said, I like this religion. You know, because this religion seems to be very detailed, very systematic. You know? But I don't think I can pray 5 times a day. Too heavy for me. I only pray when I think I'm free. Will that be okay? And when I eat, I am a person, every meal from breakfast to supper, I cannot eat without a piece of pork. I'm so attached to. So, if I become Muslim, can I still eat pork? Wow. So what should I say? No way. Haram. Halas. Okay. Then, nothing to talk anymore. I was asking Allah how to help this sister. She have a good feeling that she's sharing with me. She said, I love this religion. Very systematic, no? But I'm very honest. I want to know, I become Muslim, but I cannot pray every day. Would that be accepted? And I love to eat pork. Is that okay? I was asking Allah what to say. If I said no, call us. Then He said, thank you, bye-bye. Allah give me some guidance. I recall back in the time of the Prophet. Did the Prophet start to call people to Islam in the beginning of Islam, calling them to pray? Call them to stop all this haram thing? No. And the beauty, again, when you go back, it's very important to understand the history. I'm not saying that we can use this for everybody. No. In the beginning, all the Arabs loved drinking wine. They get drunk. They have problem among themselves, their family. Because when you are drunk, halas. And you compare drinking and eating pork. Drinking is considered big sin. It's a big sin. To the extent the Prophet said, stay away from drinking anything that intoxicates you, because it is the root of all evil. When you are intoxicated, you don't know who you are talking to. You can scream at anybody. You don't know that your wife is your wife. You don't know that this woman is your mother. This girl is your daughter. You are intoxicated. You can do a lot of things that normal people would not do. And you can tell your secret to people which you don't even remember after that. Huh? People came to know, oh, you like this, like this, like this. Then they thought, no. Who told you? I don't know. You said an hour ago. So that's why the Prophet said, stay away from drinking, because it's the root of all evil. That's why when I discussed this in the television program before, I said, between two sins, eating pork and drinking wine, intoxicate drink, drinking wine is bigger sin than eating pork. If you are given a choice, according to the Islamic ruling, you choose the lesser sin. Because even you eat, you know, half of a pig, you don't get drunk. You can drive safely. You know who you are talking to. You never get drunk. But if you drink one bottle of whiskey, you are gone. If you drive, you kill yourself or you kill other people. But what happened to the norm? A lot of Muslim drinking wine is okay. Eating pork, no way. Yeah. If you want to eat pork, say, over my dead body. Wow, very strong. Jihad. No. But one kind of drink? Cheers. So I say, which one have greater sin? Drinking. I try to recall a lot of history that I was learning before. So I said, sister, can we not talk about that topic yet? We focus on Islam. We focus on Allah and the Prophet. La ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasul. We focus on the Shahada. We'll talk about that later on. Yeah. I say it's very important. We have to focus to the foundation first. Alhamdulillah. You say, okay, next time you see me, we discuss again. Then I teach him, when you make shahada, you remember Allah. Each time you need eat and drink from today, say Bismillah. The Prophet love us to save so they have more blessing in our food. I teach them that. After 2 weeks, she came back. She made shahada, alhamdulillah. She said, "I don't know what happened to me," she says. "I don't feel like eating pork anymore." You know? I don't know. Suddenly, my feeling towards pork, because I remind her, each time you eat, don't forget to say bismillah. I never say bismillah even you eat pork. No. So I highlight about halalan ta'ibah. What is halal? Why Allah wants us to eat halal food? And not only halal, ta'ibah, good. Because you are what you eat. You want to be healthy. You want to be happy. So you must be careful of your food. I just go very general. I have my assistant at that time. When he heard this, that she put that condition. No, you cannot. Either you take Islam, pork, khalas, korban. You cannot, Islam also you want, pork also you want. You cannot combine. So I informed, I gave him, so leave it. Leave and let me handle this case. Yeah, sometimes you feel provoked, you know. Oh, he put condition, you know. What is more important, aqidah or halal and haram? What is more in that? Iman is more important than doing haram thing. You must have iman first. When you don't have iman, you cannot stop people from doing all the bad things. Look at what is happening until today. We may stay away from pork. What is forbidden among the meat that is forbidden in the Quran? Pork. Other than that, any animal that is halal but not slaughtered with the name of Allah, it become haram. That's why even chicken, you must know who slaughtered. Cut, everybody cut. Everybody is cutting. But how do they cut? How do they slaughter it? Just an example. But there is one meat that is so haram, but we are eating it every day. What is that meat? Bad biting. Allah said that. وَلَا يَقْتَ بَعْضُكُمْ بَعْضًا أَيُحِبُّ أَهَدُكُمْ أَنْ يَأْكُلَ لَحْمَ أَخِيهِ مَيْتًا فَقَرِهْتُمُوهُ وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ. Allah says, stay away from gossiping, backbiting. Stay away from that. Do you like, now Allah is, do you like to eat the dead body of your brother? Of course, how can human eat human? No, so far, alhamdulillah. How hungry you are, you never kill a human to eat another human. You don't do that. The one that can kill a human and to eat, tiger, lion, crocodile. Other than that, no. But now Allah is saying, do you like to eat the dead body of your brother? Of course, فَقَرِهْتُمُوهُ. No. But you are backbiting him. You are gossiping about him. So it's very important to understand. We know we commit sin, but Allah in the Quran said, I will forgive all the sin that we have committed except whoever die committing shirk with me. I will not forgive them. فَمَنْ مَاتَ يُشْرِكْ بِاللَّهِ فَقَدْ حَرَّمُ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ الْجَنَّةِ Whoever end this life committing shirk, Allah said, no paradise, no forgiving. خلاص. Case closed. Don't ever commit shirk. So which one is more important for us to focus? Iman first or just the ritual first? Iman first. Focus on that. I said, don't discuss about that. Say KIV. But you cannot try to play funny. Okay, you cannot say okay too. What is haram. You can, because when you say okay, he trusts you, then anytime he commit that sin, the imam say okay what? The one who made me a Muslim, he say okay. So who are you to say not okay? Then you create another fitna. Haram is haram, halal is halal. Only their time you don't have to say it. Quiet is wisdom. We talk about that later on. There's a lot to learn actually how to communicate with other people. Look at the bigger sin. Don't focus on the minor sin yet. Yeah? Always look at the bigger sin. Which one is more bigger? Shirik or eating haram food? Shirik. That's why in the beginning of Islam, people are still drinking. The Prophet never said, stop drinking. Then people will say, this is not for me. Drinking was forbidden after migration. Prayer was made obligatory upon the believer 2 years before migration, after 10 to 11 years of da'wah. But of course, we are not going to say, you wait another 10 years? No. Immediately you learn so that you become a better person, but you don't know when you're going to die. If you know that I'm going to die 20 more years, okay, 19 years, you do what you want. The last year, go and stay in Makkah. 1 year there. Be a different person so that you can pray 5 times a day because everybody is praying over there. But it's very important, they said, you must know what to say. When to say no, when you don't have to say, but be wise. Don't say okay. One is haram, you cannot say okay. That means you're changing the rule of Allah. Only this person seems to have some confusion, don't really understand, so we just KIV that matters. That's how we move on. Then slowly we educate them. Why Allah said this? Why? They must understand why. A lot of younger generation today, they follow, but they don't know why, because the parents don't explain to them. Because we were taught also to follow without knowing why. We were taught like that. Do. Okay, we follow. Be a good son. But we don't know why. Just example, I always remind all the people working with us here, Be careful of, especially the fan, anything off, off when everything done. Somebody who is the last must check. Why? Number one, you don't waste electric bill. Wasting is haram. Number two, we don't know this electric thing. When you keep on, fan example, it may heat up, they may have some wire problem, it can cause fire. You don't know, you don't wait for problem, then only you react. Prevention is better than cure. Off, off, thing that you need to off, off. For what? Prevention is better than cure. Before you go to bed, check all the window, lock, door lock, for what? For what? For safety. All these are for the benefit of human. When you drive a car, you want to stop and buy things, no problem. Off your engine. And then take out the key. If you're off and the key is there. It's what happens, somebody is so sad, having a lot of problem. Suddenly he saw the car and the key is he don't think other than I just drive. He doesn't have the intention to steal. He is confused now. And what happened? You leave your child inside there alone? All these are a reminder. Don't take things for granted. Okay? Okay, let us continue. I start a long muqaddima. I always like muqaddima. We are in page 205. After an Arab poet said, where is that? Check. An Arab poet, 205, according to my book. 202? No, we have covered that. Oh, this book. Check. Okay. Okay. It's important to reflect and revisit some history, because whatever happened, lesson learned. Every time when Allah talk about the past, Allah end by saying Ibratu li ulil albab. The past is a lesson learned for people who reflect. Oh, what happened before? It can happen again. That's why they say history repeat. A battle between two tribes in the central mosque of Kufa broke out when members of each tribe began to hurt, insult at the other tribe, attacking now. Both is doing the same thing. You attack my tribe, I attack your tribe. It become tribals. No? A man was in the mosque, stealthily made his escape in order to seek out Al-Ahnaf ibn Nuqayy, who was recognized by all as a consummate peacemaker. Somebody among the group suddenly remember of a good guy, a good peacemaker, a person who loved peace. And history has proved that he have bring peace to a lot of people. The man found him in his house milking a goat. Al-Ahnaf was dressed in a garment that was not even worth 10 dirham. You know, people before, their lifestyles is very simple. Their dressing is simple. They are not like us, branded. Yeah. You want to buy a simple dress, where do you go? Supermarket, yeah, hypermarket. It's still dressed. Maiden is still dressed. A lot of offer. Or you want to go to pavilion, of course you can go. Or the branded one from a decent after offer, special discount, still it costs you hundred and hundred of ringgit after discount. So a garment is a garment. It's a matter of brand. Can you imagine? A bag is a bag. But some bag, small, but cost you thousands just because of the name. No? You want cheaper one? Made in China. Only the spelling. It sounds a bit very close. I still remember when I was in Mecca, people are selling watches on the roadside. The whole room. But the spelling is not R-O-L-E-X, Rolex. Yeah, R-O-L-E-K, Rolex. Sound very close. Cheap. 40 ringgit. 40 riyal. You go to the shop, the Rolex. Only Allah know how much it costs, you know. Very, so it's a wash is a wash. It's a time. Oh, but it won't last long, no problem. Change another one. Another brand. Then this one you spend so much, if you have the means, nothing wrong. But must you have that kind of thing if you don't have the means? No. Yeah. Today a lot of people don't wear watches anymore. Do you still wear watches? No. Why? Boom. Yeah. Just an example. So Ahnaf was dressed in a garment that was not even worth 10 dirham. Cheap. He was emaciated, haggard looking, simple, and one of his legs was lower than the other, yeah, or longer than the other, which gave him a bad limb. Yeah. When he was informed of the clash, the problem, the news, no change became manifest on his countenance and he remained calm. He listened. Of course, when you want to solve problem, the first thing you must be fair to yourself, listen carefully. When somebody come and tell you, there's a fight, there's an argument, heated argument, before you go and jump into that conclusion, listen first, listen. Can I know what triggered that? You want to know the cause, the root of the problem. This display of fortitude stemmed from the fact that Al-Ahnaf had witnessed much problem and hardship during his life, and consequently he became used to such an problem occurrence. He told the man, by the will of Allah, everything will be all right. Because he have experience. Okay. He then began to take his breakfast as if nothing happened. He is not a person who just jump into the hall. Why they do this? Why they put that? Blaming one party? No, no, no. Okay. His breakfast consists of a morsel of dry bread, oil, salt, and a glass of water. Simple breakfast, not like our breakfast. Our breakfast, heavy. You know, people before life are very simple. They survive. Yeah. He mentioned Allah's name and add Bismillah. Then he praised Allah. Yeah, before you eat, Bismillah. After food, you say Alhamdulillah. That is the character of a believer. Then said, wheat from Iraq, oil from Syria, water from Dajalad, and salt from another place, from Mars. Verily, these are great blessings. The food that he ate came from different areas. When it mixed properly, it benefits our body. See? It tastes good. He put on his clothes, took his walking stick, and made his way to the people. When they saw him, their gaze became fixed on him, and they listened attentively to what he had to say. He said words of peace and of compromise, words that pleased both sides, and he requested them to depart and go to their own way, go back. They all acquiesced, and each of them left with a trace of rancor remaining in their heart, and in the way the ordeal ended peacefully. An Arab poet said, one can reach nobility even if his clothes are tattered and his pocket is patched. Don't underestimate simple-minded person. Today you want to look for this, you must look for people who have authority, you know, who dress very, you know, handsomely, you know, who have names. No. Name is important, but these people at that time don't have personal gain, personal interest. No. Purely they love peace. You have problem? Okay. Listen, I want to know what is the problem. Maybe both party is correct from their angle. Maybe both party is wrong. Maybe one is right, one is wrong. It's how you look into the problem. The defect is there. You look from your angle. Tribe A, tribe B look from his angle, of course, the thing will look different because you come from different angle. From this side, I don't see any problem. From that angle, I saw the problem because you look from your angle. So you must have patience, wisdom. That's why Allah said, وَجَادِلْهُمْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنْ. When you want to solve problem, you have to understand and give them a better option. You say this, maybe both is right. Or maybe the work of the Satan is to trigger something from nothing. There's no issue, but you make an issue. Now, you create unrest. You know the current issue that we are facing here about Islam? No issue. Let us follow Quran, Sunnah. So simple. Whoever follow Quran, Sunnah, we follow. Simple as that. They don't care you are black, white, Arab, non-Arab. As long as what they say, follow Quran, Sunnah, we accept. Are you going to create a grouping Only those who have this kind of standard, we accept. If no, we don't accept. Just an example. Did any of the scholar before, the companion said, follow my way? No, they said, follow Quran and Sunnah. The four great imam call you to follow the Quran and Sunnah. All great scholars will call you to follow Quran and Sunnah. They are just a human. They may be right. They may be wrong. Now, none of them said, follow me. No. No. Is there a product in the market called follow me? Huh? Ah. Yeah, there is. Anyhow, this is just lesson learned, yeah? There are many lessons to be learned from this narrative. One of them is that greatness is not in appearance of clothes. Other lessons that are that having few material possessions is not an indication of misery, and that happiness does not reside on comfort and wealth. As for men, Allah is talking to us now in chapter 85, verse 15 and 16. As for man, when his Lord tries him by giving him honor and gifts, then he said, he will express him, my Lord has honored me. But when he tried him by straightening his mean of life, he said, my Lord has humiliated me. Innal insana khuliqa halu'a. Yeah? Human was created in that status. Yeah? When he get what he want, oh, my Lord, love me. You know, my Lord, Allah, no, is with me. But when Allah tests you something, you feel that you are lost. Now you are complaining, Allah doesn't love me anymore. But the love of Allah, brother and sister, is very, very unique. You don't understand. Yeah? I will share with you after this. Another lesson we should take away from the narrative is that a person's characters and quality are the yardstick of his worth and not his clothes, shoe or house, or what car he drives. No. You know? His worth is weighed by his knowledge, generosity, manners, and deeds. He cares for everybody. When he talks, he tries to represent everybody. He wants the best for himself. He wants the best for others. He don't take sides. Not just to please you, because you are my member, and that is not my member, I don't care. No, he's not that kind of person. That's why Allah Rabbul Alameen remind us in chapter 49, verse 13, very the most honorable of you with Allah is that the believer who has taqwa. Inna akramakum indallahi atqakum. Allah value a person not because of his name, his look, his size, his color, his wealth, his family. He look at his heart. And the heart of a muttaqin, he is very, very careful. Anybody come to him for any advice, sometimes like people come and tell you about their problem. Yeah, about their children, complain about children. Some will complain about their wife. Some will complain about their husband. So you're listening. Normally, will you listen? Of course, you must listen. They trust you. They come to you. So after listening, what do you do? Normally, what do you think? What do you think that person will tell you? The one who come to you will tell you about what? Anybody can have some idea? He or she will tell you about his side of story. Her side of story, that's all. Hmm? Normally when they come and share with me, I must be a good listener. Okay. I may trigger other things and try to see how he or she respond. Okay. Then they will ask you, am I right? Ustaz, am I right? Yeah, I know I'm right. Yeah. What are you going to say? Are you going to say, no, you're wrong. Khalas, he will not come back to you anymore. Because you have judged him. Don't do that. I've been doing counseling for more than 40 years. From the children, young, old, from normal people, and the businessman, worker, and everything. Alhamdulillah. Allah do give me some experience, alhamdulillah. I would say, according to your story, you are right. But according to your story, your side of story, then you are right. But I cannot say that he is wrong because I don't know his side of story. If you really want me to help you, there's only one way. I need to meet up with the other party. I have to listen from both sides. If the other party don't want to come, of course I can help. If they really want, alhamdulillah, when the other party came, other party have another story. Now you listen now. You know not this. Okay. So according to his story, he is blaming the other party now. Like the first story also blame the other party. I say, according to what you say, you are also right. That's why I told her that I'm right. But she always go against me. Can I propose that both parties see me again? When the both parties come, story change. You see, when you're alone, the shaitan work very differently. When you're together, you know also your weaknesses. You dare not want to just pinpoint at their weaknesses. Okay. So then we realize, okay, I think there's no problem. It's a matter of how you overcome that problem. A wife may complain, I asked him to just change the bulb. One of the bulb is off. He said, no problem, but he never changed. He said, no problem, I do, but he never do it. Then the wife was so upset, she go and engage an electrical man. And now he have to pay. Unnecessary, he have to pay. He said, I said to you, I will change. But it's a matter, the urgency of somebody, he have the intention to change, but he take it lightly. You still have one, you got the double bulb, one bulb gone, one bulb is still. But sometimes women, they want everything to be okay. Fair enough. There's nothing wrong. Immediately when you know that this is what she bothered her, every time you go to the kitchen, not changed yet. Why can't you just do it? It don't take even 5 minutes if you have a bulb already. Stand by a certain thing that you need to stand by at home in case of emergency, you replace. I do this in my house. When you think I buy something wrong, I buy extra standby. You don't lose anything. Even you don't use later on, other people having problem. You say, oh, I have a spare. You can give. You can be a helper. Life is so simple. Why you make it difficult? And you call your wife, you want your wife to go and change? You take a ladder, then he falls. When she falls, halas. No, she broke her leg now. Don't let that happen. Man, be a man. When somebody feels that it's important, just do it. Don't delay. 5 minutes gone, why are you going to delay? Unnecessary. Just an example. Yeah? The same go to children. They blame the children. So I say, okay. So then they send the children to me. I like to see them. I like to talk to them. Wow. Now the children is sharing from their side. Oh, it's heavy too. So that's why they said, it's very important for us to have a lot of patience. Listen first. Don't take side. When you take side, you cannot be the peacemaker. You cannot. That is why there is no peace in the Middle East until today. No peace in Gaza. This called peacemaker, they said, we support them 100%. Call us gone case. You shouldn't have said that. Give them the license to kill more and more. They have the right to defend themselves. How about other people don't have right? That's not the way. You send the wrong signal. You make the people, the aggressor, become arrogant. Even I kill innocent people, but see, the big brother still say I'm right. They support me. Meaning from today, all this country who support what is being done in the Middle East, Gaza, they are in the same boat. They are killers. They are murderers. But maybe the public is not to be blamed. The public don't support. These are people who have self-interest. They are doing this for their own interest. Because of what? Money. Money corrupt. They put value on money more than on human life today. This many kind of people have no value. They can be a good orator. Wow, the way they speak, the way they dress. They have all the degree with them, but these people have no feeling. They don't care about human life. They care about their pocket. Oh, I support these people because people give me money. What do I get if I support the other group? It's human life. It's your children. Is your sister, your wife, how do you feel if this thing happened to you? You feel okay? No. Mistake, of course, people have their mistake. If you've been oppressed for years, your right has not been honored for so long, and the world are blind, the world feel nothing. What kind of peacemaker are they? This is not peacemaker. These are the peace destroyer. Just an example. So, brothers and sisters, it's very important for all of us to have the right knowledge, right understanding, but other than that, the right intention. That you are here to follow Allah's call. Allah is very just, very fair. That's why every Jumu'ah, the second khutbah for all the brothers who have been in the mosque for Friday prayer, never fail the Imam who recite, Inna Allaha ya'muru bil adli wa ihsan, wa ita'i al-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal munkari wal baghi. Indeed, Allah command everybody to be judged. Bil-adli. Every time Allah command every Jumu'ah, the khatib, the imam in the second khutbah, will recite this ayah before he end. Allah command us to be judged, to be fair. But if we are still not just and fair, who fail? We fail. Justice is not only for you. Justice is for all. Or no justice for all. Sin. You cannot say justice only for the powerful people, the rich, but not for the poor. If not because of the poor energy who work hard, do you think the rich can be richer? The rich, they don't know how to do all these things, repair work, plumbing, they don't know. People like us will know, we learn pick up. And if without this, they have to pay. You know, all the big buildings, all the high-rise building in the Middle East. Who are the workers there? Are they the Middle East people? Foreigner. Foreigner who don't have the money, but they have the energy. They work hard. Who is the one who clean? Normal people. Who do the cleaning, the sweeping. If you think that you are so... so powerful, one day if all these workers said, enough, you don't respect us, you don't treat us like human, we all pack and we go home. What will happen? What will happen to all these high-rise buildings? And you are still using the lift to go up to the 50th floor? 20th floor, it stopped. What is going to happen? You stay like in the lift. Because all the engineers have gone. You only look at the people whose skin is whiter than the other, and then you ignore the other color people. You think those who are working very hard are the colored people. Those who are good in talking are the other people, but they don't do things, they only talk. That's why we must balance up everything. We need each other. That's why Allah said, Ta'awanu ala birri wa taqwa. Always be ready to help one another, compliment one another for the sake of Allah. Can you imagine all the supermarket Sunday, nobody is working there? What's going to happen? You lock it up because no worker. What's going to happen? The food? Get bad. Just an example, simple. So don't be ungrateful. Lastly, brothers and sisters, the connection between the narrative and the subject matter of this book is that happiness is not found in opulence, mansion, gold, silver. Instead, happiness is something that manifests itself in the heart through your faith and contentment and knowledge. So let not their wealth or their children amaze you, Quran said. Because they can be your number one enemy. That's why a lot of parents are suffering. They give everything the children or children say, bye-bye papa, bye-bye mother, I have my own life now. Khalas. They cut you off. You want to connect with them? No. How do you feel, brothers and sisters? Being a father, being a mother, you give everything to them and they tell you no more communication. Yeah, Allahu Akbar. And this is happening. I'm sharing you with all of you because it's happening. And then the ayah Allah said, in the bounty of Allah and in His mercy, Islam and the Quran then let them rejoice. Who follow the Quran and the Sunnah, that is better than what the world they amaze of. You like this, you like, no problem. But make sure that everything that you like is guided by Allah's rule. Yeah? Pleasing Allah. You want to have money, good, so that you can do more good deeds, help the poor and needy, good. You don't burden anybody, but you are always here to help, that would be very good. You have knowledge, you use your knowledge to help people, guide people, good. Not to manipulate, yeah, and try to cheat other people because of your intelligence. You have an IQ, good IQ, good. Please add another Q. What is the another Q? Put another letter in before the Q, the EQ. One IQ, second EQ. EQ. Emotional. You must have some emotion. Feeling. Feel for others. That's why the Prophet said, none of you can be a true billah yu'minu ahadukum. None of you can be a true billah if you don't love what your for your brother what you love for yourself. Hatta yuhibbu li aqima yuhibbu li nafsi. Until you learn how to love others like how you love for yourself. You want the best, you want the good thing, the same you give the best to others. That's how you move on, brothers and sisters. It's not difficult life. You make easy for others, others will make easy for you. Always try your best to be a better person. We can be. Can we change? What do you think? Can we change? Can we better ourselves? It's up to you. You have to ask yourself, do I want to be a better person? If you say yes, then you work towards that. You don't know this. I don't know how to cook. If you are a woman, sooner or later you have to learn how to cook. Why? Because if you are alone, somebody cook for you. But when you have your own life, you have to cook. And when you want to get married, the husband want to taste your cooking. Home food is the best food. But can you imagine? You don't even know how to cook rice. When all the rice is very simple, you have the cooking. All the machine is ready. You put the rice in, wash it properly, put certain level of water, and then you just on halal. But you don't even know how to cook rice. The first problem you encounter is from your in-laws. Your husband may understand you better. Say, oh, I know. Yeah, I know. This girl, zero. Zero kitchen skill. She don't even wash. She don't know to wash her hand. She don't know to wash the plate. When you have that problem, you are going to have a lot of problems. Basic skill you must learn. You can be a better person. Then you feel good for yourself. Do you know how to clean your own bed? Do you know how to clean your own bed, boy? I don't know. I know how to sleep only and have a good sleep. Okay. Then after you wake up from sleep, what do you do? I don't know. I just wake up and I do what I want to do. So you don't know how to clean your own bed? Yeah. Somebody will clean for me. Oh, that is too much. You know, even you have worker, brother and sister, sometimes come and do some cleaning, you know. Yeah. It's very different. The quality is different. They just wipe clean what they can see. That's all. Suddenly, it's not clean because they don't do that. When you do the cleaning and you are particular, Allahu Akbar. You know, then you go down. Is that good? Take up some cleaning lesson? Good. First thing you learn how to bend, do a lot of exercise, yeah, and you know how to feel. Sometimes when I do some cleaning, you know how I do? I use my bare hand, that's why I got injured here and there. I want to touch and see, oh, dust. But sometimes it's dangerous too. Yeah? Because you don't know, they got some sharp thing around, especially wood, give way, you don't know, something enter your skin. I have injured myself many times because of that. Because I like to touch, something hit me. So I have to spend more time to pick it up. Why? I feel good. When you do cleaning, you know how to clean. You feel satisfied after that. And you're happy. But if you say, I clean already, do you know how to sweep floor? I learn how to sweep sometimes. You don't sweep like this with the broom. It will fly, all the dust will land again. You drag slowly. Think that you cannot clean with the broom? You must use pressure. Use your hand. Wipe, take a wet cloth and put pressure. Then it's clean. But some people don't care. Do things you do with your heart. The emotional cue is important. Feel for it. Yeah. Inshallah. Yeah. We hope Allah Rabbul Alameen will help every one of us who are here to understand the important value in life and be productive, positive, constructive for the sake of Allah. It's not a burden. If you do everything for the sake of Allah, the right intention, Allah will empower you, give you energy. You are happy. Are you happy when you want to sleep? Everything is clean already. Are you happy? Make you very happy, very relaxed. Are you happy to sit on the table, on the chair, and the food on the table, that table is not clean? Are you happy if you can see some dirt here and there? You should be happy, you can see. Then you do some cleaning. If you see, you pretend you don't see. There will come a time you can't see. Then you realize, wow, how blessed are you when your eye is still active, you can see, you know what is dirt, what is not dirt, then you clean, you make you happy. Or you want to act blind, you can do that too. Do you see? No, I don't see anything. Okay, next time you see what's going to happen to you, you cannot see anything anymore. That's why Allah said, I give you the eye, you are blind in day of judgment. We say to Allah, oh Allah, when I was in this world, I was not blind. But why you make me blind today? Because you are blind. You see so many signs I give it to you, you pretend not to see. While you're walking, you saw some dangerous obstacle, grass, breaking grass and nail. You don't even care. You don't pick it up and throw it in a safe place. You pretend that's not, I didn't throw the nail there. I didn't break the glass. Yeah, but now you can see. It's Allah's blessing for you to get extra reward. Bend down, pick it up. Allahu Akbar. You don't know. The next time you may walk around the area, and you forget, and you may even step on it, and it injured you. Then you realize you want something bad to happen to you, then only you regret. Why? Prevention is better than cure. Do something when you can, before too late, you can't do anything. Yeah? So may Allah help those who help themselves, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive all the weaknesses that we have, the laziness that we have been entertaining that is not making us a better person. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more energy, the eye that can see and then do something. Yeah? The ear can listen and then act upon it. And the hand to move. Not just play with your phone all the time and do nothing. You must do something. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us a good ending. Ameen. If there's any question, now we open for Q&A. Fatafaddal. Any question online? We start online first.
All right, there are two questions from online. So the first question, I'm a single woman who lives at home without a mahram. My father stays in my home country, but he is already retired and I need to support him financially. Can I still work?
Yeah, of course. Everybody have to survive. If you still are able to work, to find your own financial support, do it. It's your duty to help yourself first. And Allah help those who help themselves. And when you have some income extra, it's very noble for you to help your parents who need your help. Yeah? But it's good also for you to make sure that your parent is not, your father is not staying alone if there's any other family members. Because sometimes as you go older, you like to be by yourself. Because you have your own value, you're very sentimental sometimes. If you think you can, it's okay. But if not, we don't encourage the elderly people to be by themselves because anything can happen. You can drop dead and nobody knows. So it's good to have some company, good company. Yeah. So but for a sister, you're staying here alone, of course you are not married, then whatever you can do, you just do. Yeah? They call it harqa, barqa. Every movement, there's a blessing. Just be active. Yeah? Any extra, just share, support your father. Yeah? Naam. Next.
Okay, second question. You've mentioned before about the khutbatul hajjah during the last session in order to receive blessings and as a sign of gratefulness. Is there any specific supplication that we can recite for this?
Repeat the
okay,
question.
So before this, you've mentioned about the khutbatul hajjah.
Khutbatul hajjah, okay.
In order to receive blessings and as a sign of being grateful, is there like a specific dua or supplication that we can recite from this?
No. One of the dua that I always start with in the morning, in the evening, I remind a lot of my students wherever I go, is like, Allahumma inna nas'aluka ilman nafi'a rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. There are many dua, but this dua is reminding us asking Allah to do what? To have the right knowledge. You want to think correct. You want to say thing that is right, do thing that is right, but you must have knowledge. Without knowledge, you may not be able to be right. Knowledge qabla amal wal qawl. Knowledge will come first before you say anything or do anything. Even though do anything without knowledge, you cannot. It won't help others, it don't help you. Number two, you ask Allah for provision. You know you are working, but the barakah of the rizq come from Allah. Anything you do, you get what you have done. Example, you work, you get the salary, but there is no barakah if you don't ask Allah. Allah will allow you to get your salary, you work for it. But the blessing will only come. When the blessing is there, even you have little, you are contented. You are happy. You won't complain. Alhamdulillah, I'm better than other people who are worse than me. I can have at least 2 big meals a day when people don't have meal at all. Example. Even you have risky, but you want every provision that Allah have given you will have blessing in it. You want a family, but you want a blessed family that the father and mother love you, care for you, also engage, talk to you in the best manner, not screaming, shouting at you. No, we want that kind of peace in the family. And the third one, amalan ma'bulan, may Allah make you a productive, active person. Not passive and always negative, no. So that you become an action-oriented Muslim, practicing Muslim or Muslimah, not a tradition, only Muslim by name. But in your practice, you are not doing anything. Yeah? Inshallah. There is the dua. Every morning, evening, the Prophet, even it's written here. Yeah? What is the dua? Muqbulan, yeah. The second last from the extreme right. Yeah. Allahumma inni as'aluka ilman nafi'a wa rizqan tayyiba wa amalan mutaqabbala. Now, any last two questions? Yeah, even there you have the one behind for the sisters. Later on you can just take a photo, inshallah. Any other questions from the sisters? Any question? Yeah. Faddal. Next question. We hope Mariam have some question.
Assalamualaikum, Sheikh.
Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
I've got this video from by Sheikh Asim Al-Hakim.
Okay.
Going back to my question last week about the sujud, Quran in sujud.
Okay.
Yeah. And I don't know if you've seen this video before. Shall I show it to you?
Can we? And sujood.
And he said that in rukur, fa'adhim Rabb, glorify Allah Azza wa Jal by saying Subhana Rabbi Azim. While in sujood, make as many du'as as you wish. So does this mean that we cannot use the du'as mentioned in the Quran? The answer is no. You can use the du'as mentioned in the Quran. There's no problem in that. Because the scholars said that the prohibition is to recite the Quran as a
We always encounter some differences in understanding the hadith. If the hadith said you are not allowed to read Quran, or ruku' and sujud, then you just accept the hadith as it mentioned by the Prophet, where the Prophet has shown so many other zikr for you to recite other than Subhana Rabbil A'la, Subhana Rabbil A'la bihamdi, Subuhun Quddusun Rabbul Malaikiru, and then also Allah Maqfili, Subhanakallahumma bihamdi, Allah Maqfili. There's so many dua and zikr that the Prophet have taught us. That's why my stand about all this is, if the hadith have said no, I stay away. I don't come with what my feeling, what scholar said. Scholar can have views and opinion. It's very common. And some will say, your intention is not to read the Quran, your intention is to make dua. And the dua is from the Quran. And they will come up with a lot of, I would say, opinion. But if my understanding, if there is a hadith said he was not allowed to recite Quran in the state of ruku' and sujud, I stay away. I don't have to expose myself in the gray area where some say okay, some say no. That's how I honor the saying of the Prophet. I don't put my feeling, opinion. If the Prophet have said that, I just listen and I just follow. That's so easy. There's so many dua for you to recite. And if you still want to recite dua from Quran, after that, what is the problem? After that, you can recite. Purposely, you want to say it's okay based on opinion. It's your opinion. May Allah help us.
So, Sheikh, just for myself to be clear about this, that you don't totally agree with what he has said.
No.
Okay. Yeah. A friend forwarded that to me, so I thought.
I know.
I was already clear last week, and I thought, why is she saying this, you know?
It is common even among us as scholars, friends. Sometimes we may differ in few
opinion,
things.
Yeah.
Because you would like to say, because based on the opinion, and my understanding, if Allah said something, the Prophet have make it clear, I don't entertain. I stop there. And my stand in following Islam is very clear.
Yeah.
Quran, Sunnah. If the Sunnah, if the Prophet never said, Alhamdulillah, read dua. Make more dua in sujood. Alhamdulillah. I don't have any problem. But because the saying of the Prophet is there. Or people may say, it doesn't mean this. Who say that? Who said that it doesn't mean this and mean that? It's your opinion. I have no comment on that. I'm just saying my stand is very clear. If there's a clear cut, call Allah, call Rasulullah, I will stop there. Because nobody understands all this better than the Prophet. Unless you have another dalil where the Prophet taught you to recite this ayat where you're making sujud, Alhamdulillah. But the zikr of sujud is been taught by our Prophet. None of them is from the Quran. He have taught you so many zikr for ruku, for sujud. Subhanakallahumma rabbana wa bihamdika allahumma ighfir li. Other than that, you have so many needs from Allah that should come from your heart. What do you want? You want peace. You can even say, Allahumma antas salam wa minkas salam, grant me peace. You can say, Allahumma inni ala zikrika wa shukrika wa husni ibadah. So many dua. Just an example. Yeah? May Allah bless.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome. Little Maryam, any question? No. Alhamdulillah. And the last question from the sisters? No. Brothers? No. And the last question? No. Alhamdulillah. May Allah bless us and may Allah help all of us to try our best to follow what Allah wants us to do, what the Prophet has taught us. Remember, if there's opinion, fair enough. He said, there's some scholar who say this, fair enough. Scholar, I have no comment because there are scholars who also have that kind of opinion. But my teaching, the way I was taught, they say when there's hadith, stop there. When no hadith, you entertain. وَبِلَا التَّوْفِيقِ وَرَأَقْرِ دَعْوَنَا وَالْحَمْدُ بِالْعَلَمِينَ سُبْحَانَكَ اللَّهُمَّ بِحَمْدِكَ شَهَدُ أَنْ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا أَنْتَ أَسْتَغْفِرُكَ وَأَتُوبُ إِلَيْكَ السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.